This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. And I'm a little jealous that I'm like I work here because I want to win this. Ken Yamada of No Limit Collectibles, they are donating a couple of things to our Live United 13 Tenathon. Terrell Davis signed cleats and the signed Von Miller helmet. You just brought it in.
Yep,
it's so nice, dude.
Yeah, it's a really cool helmet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
it's and I can't really win nice it. Piece. I can't win it, and that's what makes me so sad.
I mean, I guess you could go buy one.
I could buy it from No Limit Collectibles. So again, folks, if you donate $100 or more to our Live United 13 Tenathon next week, that day you'll be registered, and you might have a chance to win that bad boy. It's awesome, and the lights that it comes with. I mean, it's like it's all encased. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it comes in a really cool case and has a really cool lighting display with it, and it's certified through JSA, and it's a Super Bowl helmet, 50 helmet, and it has the Super Bowl MVP inscription on it as well. So it's a really cool helmet.
Oh, I would love to have that. Anybody listening would love to have that. You get the hookups, man. I'm so impressed. Like, I want to just pick your brain and learn what you do, because you can find so many things. You have so many different contacts. It's really cool.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it took me a while to get all the contacts and all the plugs. But honestly, it's a hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
When you were on a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was around the Super Bowl, wasn't it? You were talking to us about the card game now, like basically we're talking about Bitcoin and all this stuff. And you're telling us like the investment, now people are investing like crazy into cards, into sports memorabilia.
Yeah, they really are, man. Even people that was in the stock market, I really feel like, and even younger generations, it's a variety of actually the people that's getting into the hobby, but it's definitely increasing the card market value. I mean, it's skyrocketing. I mean, like when I was here the last time, like you mentioned, I mentioned a Michael Jordan card sold for like $770,000, I believe,
goodness.
Something like that.
And I'm guessing I don't have any of those. I have tons of Jordan cards, but the reason I have tons of them is because they made them like crazy. And I thought, oh man, I'm going to be rich someday with like 30,000 Jordan cards. But apparently, everybody had those.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cool insert Jordan cards that's out there that was there's a lot of them that was manufactured, but still could worth money. So
okay, so maybe
know.
I need to bring them by.
So you never know. That's right.
I was thinking about you the other day. So I occasionally play Madden. And okay. In the online stuff that you can do, you gain players and you buy players. Well, they're all in card form. They look like sports cards.
Yep.
And so I was thinking about you, and I was like, man, that is probably, you're getting a younger generation. They love cards, or they see that, and it also maybe influences them to want to buy cards. Does that have any effect with what Madden's doing with their players?
It does. It actually does. In fact, I had a couple of customers that started collecting
because of that.
It's funny you mentioned it.
I was thinking,
but just a couple of weeks ago, this kids came in and they're like, "Hey, I was playing Madden and I started seeing football card, digital card, and
yeah,
they're like, hey, I want to get a physical one.
I actually want to start doing
it. Yep.
Well, because you buy it and you collect them in Madden, and you collect the players, you play with them and stuff, but they're not, you know, they're not tangible. You can't touch them. And so I was thinking, man. Then again, it didn't dawn on me the first time I played. And then like a year later, I'm like, oh, they're cards. It's like, I wonder if that actually helps. And it sounds like
the funny thing that you say that, though, with the digital cards right now, NBA Hot Shots or Top Shots, it's a digital cards. It's a digital pack. You will get people actually purchasing them for only $9.
Wow.
But the thing is that they will pull, it's a clip of a video, okay, of them shooting a ball, dribbling, or dunking, and some of these were actually selling for literally $50,000 or more.
My goodness, man. And these are just digital. These are
just digital.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, it's just absolutely insane.
So it's like Bitcoin, only it's yeah. cards and it's yeah. digital. Like move. Oh, my gosh, that's absolutely nuts.
I mean, the market has kind of dropped already just a little bit, but I mean, people are spending over 50, I mean, anywhere from even $10,000 on a digital card.
That's insane.
That's just nuts.
So what sells better, the card side of things in the industry in your business, or like memorabilia, signed football helmets and things like that?
Actually, it's half and half.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, it is half and half.
But the other thing that does pretty well at No Limit Collectibles, Pokemon side of things.
Man, the Pokemon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Especially this year, too, the 25th anniversary year for the Pokemon. Man, it's really insane.
Like, what? Is it cards or is it? What is it that sells so well? Just anything Pokemon related?
It is all the Pokemon cards at the shop right now. Man, the customers are just going after these individual cards and boxes like crazy.
You guys have, you do have everything there. So whatever type of collector you are, you're going to find it. And I was going to ask you to the trends. Like, when was it 3 years ago when Pokemon, they came out with a game that you got to find the
Pokemon? Go, yeah.
That was, I just remember walking outside, seeing herds of people in their phones, like looking for invisible character.
Oh yeah, yeah. The popular has gone down a little bit too.
Yeah,
but I still see people playing it still till this day.
Oh my god!
I mean, I see people walking around
and still look. I've caught people doing it too. Even at the park near my house, I was out there, and all these kids were running around, and I couldn't tell what they were doing. And then finally, I was like, "Oh yeah, they're looking for Pokemon."
Yep.
When you see the games from Pokemon, or like we said with Madden. Seasons, when we get into football season, do you see a spike in sales as far as for football cards when football season starts, or is it just kind of steady throughout?
No, there is up and down. It's definitely a seasonal thing. So right now, baseball cards is definitely hot right now. Obviously basketball is hot as well right now, especially they're about to go into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But since the season's over, the value will drop maybe about 15% to 20%.
Wow.
But right before the season, they'll definitely go back up as well.
What about NFL draft? We've got the draft coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they'll come out with cards for that too. How involved do you get in getting those first cards of those players and their new team?
It's nearly impossible.
Is it really? I was wondering.
Yeah, they are really hard to come by. With all the distributors and supply and demand right now, it's just nearly impossible to get them. Right now, in the football side of it, National Treasure just came out.
Mm.
Those things are going, a case is going for like $10,000, and there's only four boxes per case. Yeah, it's really insane. But customers are pulling out some of the cards that comes out of it, or like going for like $15,000 to $20,000. Of course, it has to be the quarterbacks, like the Justin Herbert, the Tua, and Joe Burrow, of course, and maybe Jordan Love too. But yeah, that product.
Hey, when Aaron Rodgers
is insane.
When Aaron Rodgers becomes the next Jeopardy host, that Jordan Love card might skyrocket because he'll start for the Packers.
Man, speaking of Aaron, man, I'm hoping that he might become a free agent and. I'm hoping the George Payton, the Broncos, are eyeing Aaron Rodgers. I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be amazing, man. Yeah. See, I'd sign off on that. As long as we don't have to trade the entire world to get him, right? You're like, I don't care, man. Get Aaron Rodgers over here.
Yeah, for Aaron, that would be pretty cool.
Have you seen him host Jeopardy? I've just seen clips. I haven't watched the full.
Yeah, I saw clips too, but
pretty
I didn't.
Good.
I heard good things about it. So
yeah,
I know he wants to get out of Green Bay. It seems like it at least.
He's doing everything to get out of Green
happy.
Bay.
Yeah.
Ken Yamada joining us, No Limit Collectibles. I love what you guys do. Thank you so much again for donating to our Live United 13-10-a-thon. I know that was a no-brainer for you guys, so we really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, man. It was our pleasure.
Show coming up this weekend. Tell us what we can expect. And again, it's going to be pretty much right near where you are anyway, right?
Yeah, it is. It is going to be at the Loveland Outlets. There's going to be a gun show as well.
Okay, and we're going to be PE set up. Shows.
Yep, we're going to be set up right next to them. It's going to be free admission. It's going to be on Saturday from 9 to 5 and on Sunday from 10 to 4. There should be about 15 to 18 different vendors and dealers setting up at this show. And some of them are coming from out of state. And so there should be some different variety of cards at the show this time.
So you call it a card show, but there's also other there's pieces of memorabilia that you can get out too.
Oh,
right?
There is memorabilia stuff that you can purchase as well. You can pick up some unique collection, some toys. One of the couple vendors is going to bring some unique antique toys as well. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that'll be out there too.
You know, Pokemon stuff too?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. There'll be some Pokemon stuff out there as well.
Well, the unique toys, like, are they older? Like kind of like antique type toys then?
Yeah, I personally haven't seen it, okay. But from what he's told me, it seems like it's really cool antique unique collection that he has. So
you kind of have to, you're a specialist in so many different areas of collecting, but you kind of have to know a little bit about everything, right? The markets and what's going up and down, even the toy side of it. How do you do that? Like, do you subscribe to magazines? I mean, what's that look like for you as far as picking it up and learning about all these products?
Man, I honestly, it's just doing a lot of homework, research. You know, I mean, these days technology, so Google helps.
Oh yeah, man, for sure.
But I do use like eBay and stuff like that too to look up what it's selling for, what the market value is, and that's how I kind of figure it out what they're worth and stuff like that, and if it's even worth picking up.
Yeah,
I check the ratings and the feedbacks and stuff too. So
if people contact you too, they like if you don't have it and they say, hey, this is what I really would like to get, I've seen it somewhere. You do a pretty good job of tracking down stuff too, even if you don't currently have it in the store.
Yeah, I can. I want to say about 80 to 85% of chance if you're looking for a specific item that I don't have, there's a good chance that we should be able to get it for you guys.
How about Nikola Jokic stuff? Is that going pretty fast right now?
Actually, a lot of people are asking for it, but unfortunately, he's having a really good season. So
it's getting harder to get stuff, man.
His stuff's kind of gone up.
And yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we do have a couple of jerseys.
I saw this. Was it a signed jersey in there?
It is signed jersey.
Okay. Colfax, what do you think? Birthday present for me? all right. So the show, again, this weekend, I think that's a great opportunity for people to get. Because, again, you always have a lot of unique items, but you're bringing people from all over the place, out of state, too, where they're tracking down some unique items. Too.
Yep. Absolutely, man. It should be a lots of variety of stuff, not just cards, like you said. It should be a little bit of toys, memorabilia, definitely some Pokemon stuff. I know one guy's trying to bring some precious metal too. I'm hoping that he'll show up.
Wow.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, and you got the gun shows out there too. So there's so that's make a weekend of it. Stop by. There's going to be so many different options for pretty much anybody in the family.
Right. I know that there is a small admission fee at the gun show.
Okay.
But the card show is free to
free.
The public.
Just stop by. And even if you don't necessarily walk away with something, it's so much fun to go look at that stuff.
It is.
Yeah, great opportunity. Anything else you want to throw out there, man, before we let you go?
We are going to, we're talking about the show. It will be a monthly thing.
Yes, and yes. So just, yep. We're going to bring you on monthly, too.
Yep, so I'll keep you guys posted on the dates for you guys.
What's the best way? Follow you guys on Facebook, and that's where you can get updates?
And Instagram.
Instagram.
Instagram at No Limit Collectibles. That would be the best way.
Awesome, man. No Limit Collect. All right, sports questions for you. Jamal Murray goes down, done for the season. Nuggets still have a shot to win the title.
To win the title?
Mm-hmm. No. Rockies, 3-10. Are they going to get any better? Or is this what we're going to witness all season?
This is what I'm going to witness all season.
So people are going to run out and grab a bunch of Rockies. I'm guessing you don't have a lot of Rockies cards right now, do you?
I actually don't.
Well, Trevor Story is the only one I can think of with value, and he's not having a very good year.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Finally, are the Broncos drafting a quarterback at 9?
You know, if the quarterback is still there, yes, because
it could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right? I mean, yeah, especially with the Falcons, they need a quarterback too, and I just feel like... Yeah, Broncos might not even have a quarterback at number 9.
I don't know, man. That's what I was thinking.
I'm hoping they do. Drew Luck needs some competition. He does. And so I'm really hoping for them to draft a quarterback. But
yeah, I mean, as I've said this, if Justin Fields is there at 9, yeah, take him. But I don't think he's going to be there.
Oh, no. I don't think.
He's top 5, won't he?
He should be.
And they want him. Pat Shurmur was at his pro day. And, I mean, they're... They're definitely doing their research on the guy.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man.
Yeah, I'm interested. It'll be an exciting draft this year.
Ken, we love working with you guys, man. Everything that you do. I just thought about this the other day. I was like, hey, we ought to get you on. Talk a little sports. Get you on, promote the shows. each month because I know our listeners really appreciate what you do, and they need to know about these shows, too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, thank you for having me on, man.
All right.
Pleasure to be on.
Good luck this weekend. Hopefully, the weather, I think, is going to be all right. I think we're getting past this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good for people to get out and about.
Yep, that's right.
All right,
come
man.
On out, guys.
No Limit Collectibles. I love it. Can't appreciate it. I'm going to go admire that Von Miller helmet a little bit longer. All right, Colfax, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.